People, hello, wonderful people, my people. Welcome back to Chima Chats Foot. I am part of you, you are part of me, we are in this together. I wanted to take the time to discuss Liverpool's transfer activity and just the transfer window in general. As we all know, the transfer window is now slammed shut. That means a bunch of 12-year-olds on Twitter will have to find something else to talk about. But in all seriousness, it has been quite an eventful transfer window. Let's get right into it. Once again, this is Chima from Chima Chats Foot. You are welcome to our end of transfer window chatty conversation. I don't know why I just hit you with the Caribbean accent there, but shout out to everybody in Brooklyn. I was with my buddies there and lots of good Caribbean food that I had. So listen, the transfer window is shut and the mighty Liverpool have had several outgoings, notably Shaqiri, Harry Wilson, a couple other players. We've raised around £42 million pounds. But the only incoming that we've signed is Ibrahima Konate, which by all accounts is a very, very good player, but not one that would satisfy all Liverpool fans is the extent of our transfer activity. You get what I'm saying? I don't think there's any doubt in saying that Ibrahima Konate has the potential to be a great defender, one of the most promising young defenders in Europe. But man, there's so many other areas of the squad where it's almost like we couldn't use a refresh here. You know, we couldn't get even a young player or a very experienced player who doesn't expect to play every week. We could have used some new blood. That's one thing that Sir Alex Ferguson would do. United are at the top, brings in new blood. You strengthen from a position of strength. You push on. Obviously, we'll do a whip around. Manchester United, you know, they quietly have an extremely strong team. Pogba, Greenwood, right? A guy named Cristiano Ronaldo who ended up coming back there. Not heard too much of him. I don't know if he can play or not, but I've heard he's pretty good as well. You know, they still have Rashford to come back. They still have a ton of good players in that team. And quite frankly, when they don't win any trophies this year and when they finish third, you know, that's my prediction for them. It's going to be quite a disappointment. You look at someone like Spurs, who fought Daniel Levy, the legendary Daniel Levy. They fought for their lives to keep Harry Kane, turning down a £100 million bid, which, in my opinion, I didn't think it was the right move. I'm like, listen, settle for 125, go let Harry Kane play. He's going to be 29 soon. Lots of injury problems, not exactly mobile. But City, after dropping the cool sum of £100 million on Jack Grealish, decided that they didn't want to do that. Tottenham is top of the league. 3 clean sheets, 3 wins. So shout to them. Will it last? No. It's going to get Spursy for them pretty soon. But they've navigated these first couple weeks pretty soon. And guess what? Number 10 is right back out there telling the fans that he loves them, doing all that good PR. So Daniel Levy stood his ground. And I'm happy for football's sake that City didn't get their tentacles on yet another player. You look at someone like Chelsea. Chelsea are the ones that I'm really going to use to beat Liverpool with. You know, I'm going to use Chelsea as the stick to beat Liverpool with. And granted, Chelsea has unlimited Russian oil money, right, from Roman. Roman wasn't spending for a while. But the truth is, and I got to give it to Chelsea, they've sold very well. They've sold a lot of players somewhat semi-quietly for a good amount of money. And they are absolutely spending. And after spending about, I don't know, I want to say $200 million last summer, $50 million on Werner, $65 million on Havertz. The year before was $56 million on Pulisic. A huge sum on, Hakim Ziyech. You know, they are absolutely spending. And then another, I don't know, $100 million on Romelu Lukaku. They are absolutely blowing the doors off people. And the truth is, for large periods of that game, when we played them last week, I felt Chelsea were the better team. You know, I felt that they had more options to bring off their bench per usual. But I really want to shout Chelsea out as much as it kills me. I despise the club and I despise most things about it. I'll be transparent. But I got to give them credit because they just got Sal Niguez, which is someone that we were trying to talk to, United was trying to talk to, amongst other clubs from Atletico Madrid, midfielder, for a £5 million loan fee with an option to buy, some weird deal like that, that really lets them have a classy operator in the midfield. And I'll be honest, I was watching old Coutinho highlights and I'm like, you know what? Who in our midfield can take the ball and rapidly progress it like he could? You know, I was in nostalgia land looking at Coutinho and Sturridge and how they used to link up, because it was Sturridge's 32nd birthday yesterday. And I'm just like, man, we need someone in the midfield. And maybe that's what Harvey Elliott is destined to become. But I really, as promising as he is, I'm still uncomfortable putting that much pressure on an 18-year-old kid. I just am. You know, I just don't feel like he should have to take on such a prominent role at such a young age. But, you know, here we are. It's one of those things where I'm like, man, Sadio Mane is not the same Sadio Mane from two seasons ago. He had that 16 total goals that he kind of scrapped the other last season. It's not a terrible return, but Sadio Mane two, maybe three seasons ago now, was tied for the Golden Boot. Like, Sadio Mane is an incredible player for us. Could it be that he's around that, you know, 29, 30-year-old age where skills start to decline, and well, he wouldn't be the first player, but he just doesn't look the same. I counted maybe five times in that game where he's trying to buy the foul, he backs into the defender, and he simply loses the ball and falls trying to buy the foul, and the referee is like, no, get up. At least three times that happened. And I'm like, this isn't the Sadio Mane who went to the Allianz Arena, caught that pass, not caught the pass, you know, American football reference, but controlled the pass from Van Dijk, absolutely destroyed Manuel Neuer and chipped it into an empty net in the Champions League. They look like different people. They look like they're not the same player. So that's worrying. That's really concerning. Jota is a nice piece, but we need another Jota. You know what I mean? We need another Jota, and we need another midfielder that's different than the ones we have. Milner, Henderson, similar. Fabinho is our only true holding midfielder. And then, as you saw in that game, where's Naby Keita? Where are our eights that we have? Thiago has had a stop-start, you know, Liverpool career. But big games, I would expect these players to play. You know, I don't know whether that was Klopp's decision or was it fitness or whatever it might be. But I'm expecting big-time players to play in these games. And for some reason, I'm looking on the bench and that's where they are instead of on the pitch. And for me, that's always going to be something that causes question marks, because Liverpool need depth, man. We need depth. And we saw last season how quickly these things can evaporate. You know, City is going to keep spending. Chelsea is going to keep spending. United is going to keep spending. Heck, I'd even take that $130 million that Arsenal spent terribly, I might add, and put it with our transfers and say, hey, look, if Arsenal can put this money up, what's going on? What's stopping us? This isn't a good look for Fenway Sports Group. This is like bad look number 500. But I think at this point, they're trying to ride out the storm. Yes, and I was listening to a podcast the other day, and it's some Liverpool fans saying, we've had a great window. We've tied down Van Dijk and Fabinho and Alisson and this and that and this. And I'm like, hey, listen, those are great. Long-term contracts, I like that. But big-time clubs sign, even if we would have signed one more attacker around the 30, 40 million pound range, I think that would have been enough blood to the hounds to kind of calm them down. Because the truth is, during that Chelsea game, we needed attacking impetus off the bench and we couldn't change it. We simply could not break them down. And the criticism of Klopp, like I said, he leaves his subs too late. Sometimes he trusts in players. Like, personally, I know why he went with Firmino, and I don't want to be the hindsight champion, but man, I feel like Diogo Jota would have given them a different proposition. He's just more direct than Firmino. He's not as intelligent. His link-up play probably will never get as good as Firmino's is, but right now, I think that direct kind of attacking impetus is what we're lacking. And once we go off the bench, we're looking at Origi and Minamino. That's criminal. That is criminal. Jurgen Klopp has extracted every single bit of talent from this squad. And right now, It's the January. Once January opens, I can't believe we're already looking to January. It's September the 2nd. We're looking to January. Liverpool fans aren't happy. We fear, God forbid, African Cup of Nations. That's Mohamed Salah gone. That's Sadio Mane gone. That's Naby Keita gone. You know, and maybe one or two players that I'm not thinking of right now. That's a lot of just depth that we don't have. That we already don't have, lessened even further. So it's like Liverpool's owners, what's going on, man? Like, where's the cash? You know, what are we doing? And the truth is, I saw some floating around online. There was this Arab sheikh that wanted to take over Liverpool in 2018. He bid £3 billion. They rejected it. I don't want that. I don't want to feel dirtier about my club than I already do, right? The Super League is bad enough. FSG, the ticket prices, all of their fiascos have been bad enough, right? Football is a capitalist game. The cat's out of the bag there. But I would have loved just to see some smart moves in the market, get a loan signing, get a young promising player, which you've done in Harvey Elliott, but we didn't really, he's not really a purchase. He should be someone that comes off the bench that rotates in to get minutes. I don't think he needs to be starting at home against Chelsea, although he played well. And although I think he's probably one of the most talented young players we've brought through in quite a while. Liverpool need investment. And the way the English Premier League goes is it's not investment for investment's sake. It's investing because guess what? Chelsea's midfield was already outrageously strong. You have Jorginho, who for the millionth time as a player, I can't stand, right? I know people who hate Jordan Henderson. And they just don't like the way he plays. I just don't like Jorginho. I don't like his play acting. I don't like he's always complaining to the referee. By the way, I thought the way that Chelsea was whining and complaining to the referee was pretty disgraceful. It was just like, they got shanked by the Premier League. You know, you have Mendy trying to get in Salah's face. Rudiger scuffing the penalty spot. It's just a low-class team, in my opinion. How they act like a bunch of hooligans, man. It's not to be played that way. But still, it's effective for them and it works for them. It's in their DNA. Chelsea's midfield is Kovacic, Kante, Jorginho, right? They already have good players who have no problem playing at almost every level. Now you add Sal Niguez to that, who is a real number eight, kind of box-to-boxy, but more in the forward capacity. He shoots from outside the box. He has an attacking mind. He's a creative player. Chelsea just got a lot better for a £5 million loan. So I have to ask, what's going on at Liverpool? Where's the money? You know, Arsenal, the God bless them, Ramsdale, 30 million. Ben White, 50 million, man. And it's almost like where, I don't know. People talk about, oh, Liverpool spent money, Van Dijk, Alisson. That was three seasons ago, buddy. That was three entire seasons ago. And the only reason we could spend that money is because of the sale of Philippe Coutinho. That money was directly reinvested in that way. And it changed the club's trajectory forever, absolutely. But what I can tell you is, this is a long season. And we're playing on many, many multiple fronts, hopefully at least. You know, I just don't like the lack of new blood in the squad. Minamino, if he can't even get on against a team of 10 men that we need to attack, what is he doing here, Jurgen Klopp, FSG? Whoever purchased him, why is he here? If he can't play during that game when we need to break down Chelsea, what are you doing for me? I don't necessarily need you to just be on the bench for the nine times a year when I want to give you 20 minutes or more. That doesn't make sense. That doesn't make sense. Get a veteran player and get a young, someone who knows, hey, I might not play every game, but we need rotation. Sadio Mane looks cooked. I didn't hear his name one time. It's like he didn't run a single defender. He didn't make a single progressive play to put anyone under pressure. He just didn't the entire match. And it is breaking me into a million pieces because Sadio Mane is the people's champion. Mohamed Salah, amazing player, underrated player, one of the best Premier League players in history. And if you debate that, then maybe you don't know as much about football as you thought. But Sadio Mane is the people's champion. He goes about his job with a smile on his face. He works hard for the team. He does what he has to do. But he, you know, he's just been a shell of himself, man. And it kills me to say that. he's going to need to be subbed some games. Okay, so let's say Jota, I feel like Jota can play either wing. You know, there's probably one that he plays a little bit better, but Jota, Firmino, and Salah when you want to rest Mane. Okay, well, Firmino, there's talk that he might be out with a hamstring injury for about 2 months, 3 months. So now what? Who are we playing up front? We don't have any choice but to make it Jota, Salah, and Mane. We don't have any choice. But that's not... Is that going to win the Premier League and the Champions League? Is that the ambition of the club? Because I believe that it is. We like to think of ourselves as doing that. We've done it recently. But football has evolved. Football has changed. Look at Spurs now. You go over to Spurs, they'll give you a tough game. City will give you a tough game, obviously. Chelsea just showed us that even with 10 men, they're still formidable. And they're strengthening. They're coming off the Champions League win and they're strengthening. It's really, really worrying. I love the tying down players to the long-term contracts, but this isn't Aston Villa. This isn't Burnley, okay? This isn't a club that just, oh, well, at least we can keep some good players. We need to be actively charging forward in the market and making things happen. And right now, we are not. We are not. When it comes to the squad, there's so many areas that have needed reinforcements for so long that it gets to the point where you're like, Jurgen Klopp cannot keep pulling out miracles. And if you ask Jurgen Klopp, oh, he's happy with the squad. It makes sense. You know, he's cool with it. But is he really? You know what I mean? Is he really? I don't understand just how a global brand like Liverpool, the money's going somewhere. And it's not in the pandemic, sure, I get that. But it's the pandemic for everyone. Chelsea, City, they print money. They don't play by the rules. We got it. But, if that is what the current football climate is, you need to adapt to it. You can't just complain. I don't like talking about City and Chelsea spending because, you know, it is what it is. They're always going to have unlimited cash. They're always going to be able to buy whoever they want. Talking about it doesn't do anything. Financial fair play, it's a joke. UEFA in itself, they're all corrupt. That's why they couldn't nail City for being corrupt, because City said, wait a minute, UEFA, you all are a bastion of corruption. You, your cousins at FIFA, you guys have been all notoriously corrupt. So before you come and check our house, make sure your house is in order. And they couldn't. City gets left off the hook. So that's where we are. You know, it's not doom and gloom. We're still undefeated, 7 points from 9. Definitely not the worst start in the world, but that Chelsea game was crying out for an extra attacker. And once we kind of used Jota off the bench, we don't have anybody else who can come in and affect the game. I would have loved to see Takumi Minamino. I think he offers something different from what we already have. But where is he? Nobody has even seen him feature this season. It's almost like he doesn't even, you know that movie? He doesn't even go here. That's kind of how I feel about it. Liverpool need an extra versatile attacker who can play on the wings. Liverpool need a nine that we can play in who's a straight up nine, as much as, you know, we need in our system. Liverpool need a backup defensive midfielder. Liverpool need a backup left back, you know, because, backup right back. Tsimikas is going to spell Robertson, which I honestly wish Tsimikas would have played. I thought Robertson wasn't much of anything. Obviously, he's coming back from injury. I didn't see much of anything from him. He obviously loses Kai Havertz for that first goal. So I love what I was seeing from Tsimikas. So that I'm happy about that. But I get that we need to be smart. I get that we need to spend tactically. I get that we don't have reserves of oil money that are unlimited like City and Chelsea. But you need to spend to keep with the market. And more importantly, you need to spend to keep the squad fresh. Competition for places. New blood. These are all concepts that many, many more intelligent football men than me have embraced. So as we go on to the season and as we go on to the League Cup or the Carabao, I'm sure the League Cup, we've already, Jurgen hates that. So we've kind of already acquiesced that we don't care about that. But I don't know, man, squad depth is key. And right now, if you look at big six teams, besides Arsenal, they're like a mid-table squad now. We probably have some of the worst squad depth. You look at our bench and it's like, for some reason, Thiago wasn't fit to play a big game. Naby Keita, who's playing well, he's not fit to play a big game either. Takumi Minamino isn't fit to get even 10 minutes off the bench at the end of the game to try something. That's a problem for me. That's a problem for me because it talks, it lends itself to poor recruitment. Either the players that you got aren't good enough, or you can't get the players that you want because of financial constraints. And I believe that both those things in Liverpool are true. Divock Origi, the Champions League hero, see ya. Love the guy to death like everyone else does. He needs to go. He needs to go. There's no doubt about it. Will he go? Can we afford to send him out? The answer to that is probably no. Again, I'm asking why that is. So a bit of a frustrating transfer window. And it is tough when you come off a draw against a team that you really don't like in Chelsea. And against a team that is kind of the opposite of what we feel our model is. It's tough because heading into an international break, it almost feels like a loss. It almost feels like, you know, we are, you know, we're not undefeated still. So it's around 20 minutes of my lamentations. I'm going to love you and leave you. Shout out to everybody in Germany that's listening. Shout out to everyone in Brazil that's listening. I'm with you all. Again, I'm a man of the people. I just bring football news for the people. That's what this pod is about. We're growing rapidly. We're expanding. We're going to keep on chatting the foot. For right now, I got to love you and leave you, though. Take care of yourselves. Take care of one another. This is Chima from Chima Chance Foot signing off for another week of international football. Good luck if everybody starting up their American football fantasy leagues. Your boy's scheming and plotting to win my fifth fantasy crown. That's the other football that I love. But pretty frustrated with Liverpool right now. I'm happy with the long-term contracts, but we need new blood. We need new signings. So I'm curious to see how everybody's thoughts are. Get in touch. Get involved. Like I said, take care of yourselves. Take care of one another. I'm out of here. Talk to you soon. Peace.